Fun. Fun.
Devours all it touches. Its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
fun
doesn't only destroy. It creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation. This new breed. But a word of caution. Handle it with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs. Operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hopefully you enjoyed Julie Dwaron here live in CITR Vancouver. Radio Free Gag starts now. Genesis by Justice. As I reach for the chair, everything's been moving around here constantly since we pretty much have a full house here in the lounge. So that was Justice with Genesis off their only studio albums thus far, the one with the cross and the pair of Gaspard Auger and Xavier de Rosnay recently released a live CD and tour DVD called Across, The Universe and the Cross is Two Words, featuring their punchy concert shows along with a quote-unquote backstage view of their 2007 and 2008 tours. Justice have been busy as of late, although not much in the way of music that's been released, aside from their work with the... Was that Yves Saint Laurent or Hermé? Anyways, they helped design a Coke bottle for some clubs in Paris, along with their longtime designer, So May. The crucifix that is highlighted a lot in their concerts inspired the architectural firm Planda to make a house in California in that shape. And the duo picked up a Grammy just in February with their remix of Management's song Electric Feel. And of course, that was the best non-classical remix because... you know, there's just so many classical remixes out there as well, too. So, bonsoir. You're listening to Radio Free Gak, your kind of cinematic program here on UBC's ACE campus radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, online through www.citr.ca. Our podcast server now specializes in wax cylinder-like high fidelity. My name is Gak, and I'm appointed yay-sayer until 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific. Phone number for the station here is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So hopefully you got to listen to what happened at 6, because, yeah, Julie Duaron here was here with Fred Squire, charming everyone here. I'm sure everyone of you still listening out there had a fantastic time listening. So I'll see if I can throw on as much as I can here till 9 o'clock and then beg and plead with Gavin to finish off what I'm doing here. But tonight, well, I know tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day, but, you know, we're going to stick French here. So it's going to be all Gaelic electronic as we play a whole bunch of French dance music here. And then the profile towards the back third of this show will be a profile on the soundtrack to the 2003 film Irreversible. And that was scored by Thomas Bangalter, one half of the premier dance acts there is out of France, and that is Daft Punk. Well, we'll start off with another producer from France, and that's Fred Falk, who until recently worked with Alan Brax for almost a decade, and most of Falk's work now is with Chris Menace of the Berlin label Work It Baby. From last year's Music for My Friends EP, here is the love theme. We'll be right back. Fred Volk with Love Theme off the 2008 EP Music for My Friends. Next up, we have a song I only discovered a few months ago by listening to Radio Nova, Le Grand Mix, a really eclectic station broadcast out of Paris. This song came about 10 years ago, and features a simple little hook using a couple loops from the recently deceased jazz trumpeter Freddie Hubbard, and he did an ugly disco take of his song Little Sunflower back in 1979. French producer Julien Auger, otherwise known as Pepe Braddock, crafted a gem of a song for the B-side for his 1999 Burning single. There's very little to it, and it goes for about 11 minutes, but it is sublime, and I could listen to this for hours on end. So here is Pepe Braddock with Deep Burnt on CITR Vancouver. Thank you.
Rock.
Wasn't that lovely? That was Pepe Braddock with Deep Burnt, which you can find as the B-side to the Kiff recording single Burning, or you can find it on one of Giles Peterson's Worldwide AM compilations from 2000. You're listening to Radio Free Geck here. It's just a little bit past 8 p.m. Pacific. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, UBC Campus Radio. Next up is Etienne de Crécy. And what we'll do is we'll listen to one of the first incidences of a French progressive house from France,
And this came off the 1996 compilation Super Discount, as I said. And in English, this is Price Shock, but in French, it is Prix Choc.
Marijuana, sensimilia, marijuana, sensimilia, marijuana, sensimilia, marijuana.
Come on!
Marijuana. Senza mille. Marijuana.
What?
Senza mille. Marijuana. Senza mille. Marijuana.
We'll be right back.
Whoever is generating semi-musical noises on the bridge will please cease such activities immediately.
I don't think this is the product of someone's peculiar sense of humor, Captain. This doesn't sound like any kind of music I've ever encountered.
But if the source isn't outside the ship and it isn't inside, then where is it coming from?
Luke ran away. Are you still here, listener?
Yes.
Oh, it's okay. I just scared Luke there for a second. Anyways, what we just heard there was Jean-Jacques Perry with one of the original Moog synthesized composers, and that song was EVA. Luke and I were just trying to remember which movie, which TV show uses that theme. I was sort of thinking that was part of the inspiration for Futurama, but I was corrected because it was an Henri composition. Perry played a few albums with another Moog, trailblazer, and that was Gershon Kingsley, and who of course went on to write the delightful instrumental called Popcorn. And Perry's still been an active player up to this point, and one of his most recent collaborations with prolific IDM producer Luke Vibert on the 2007 Moog Acid. And then EVA can also be found on the 1970 album Moog Indigo. And before that, we heard some there's a little bit of a clip there from a Canadian compilation called Code 416, and that was a little bit of the Star Trek animated series. And before that, we had Breakbot and the song Stereo Provolone, which was a B-side to their Happy Rabbit single. And that set started off with Etienne de Crécy and Prix Choc off the 1996 compilation Super Discount. You're listening to CITR Radio.
Plea Community Services Society of BC is calling out for volunteers for the Kidstart Mentoring Program. The KidStart mentoring program matches kids 6 years old and older with an adult mentor. This program is similar to the Big Brothers, except geared towards kids at risk, vulnerable to addiction, crime, abuse, and family crisis. At this moment, there are 243 children and youth waiting for a KidStart volunteer. To volunteer, or for more information regarding the KidStart mentoring program or PLEA Community Services, please visit our websites, www.plea.ca and www.kidstart.ca.
What? heroes.
All right, you heard some intense music there, and that was Stereo Heroes and their song Bin Bang Boom, and you can find that off MySpace. And if you want to check them out live, they'll be playing Modern this Thursday, which would be March 19th. I remember the day. I forget the month. I'm already lost in the states, winds of winter or something. Anyways, you're listening to Radio Free Gak here. John Walswald's fabulously here in the background here. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll shortly get to the soundtrack to Irreversible. But first, let's start listening to the main project work of Thomas Bangalter. So this is a quick Daft Punk set. Emphasis on quick, because somehow I have a half hour to just wedge everything in here. So coming up from their 2001 album Discovery, which was very disco to say the least, this will be Superheroes.
Yeah.
hear Daft Punk here. I can barely hear on my left here. Cans, kick in. Hello. Anyways, I see the dial's moving. This is Daft Punk and the song Music, which was a B-side to the breakout single Daft Punk. And it also was included on the soundtrack to the PlayStation game Wipeout XL, or Wipeout 2097. It was also the feature as the lead track to their Best of Compilation Music, Volume 1, 1993 to 2005. One of the members of Daft Punk is Thomas Bangalter, and his score to the controversial film Irreversible is this week's profile on Radio Free GAC. Part of the reason that Daft Punk left France for Hollywood was to allow Bangalter easier access to companies, film studios, looking for score work, though at this point the only release tied to his name is director Gaspar Noé's second full-length film. Although at this point Daft Punk are rumored to be providing the soundtrack to the Tron sequel, currently in production here in wonderful Vancouver. Before getting too deep into the story about Irreversible, what we'll do is we'll listen to a couple of cuts from the soundtrack and we'll start off with Stress. This is Radio Free GAC on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thomas Bangalter with Outrage, and before that, Stress, both from the soundtrack to the 2003 film Irreversible. This movie featured a story told in reverse about revenge gone wrong, and it starred Monica Bellucci, Vincent Cassel, and Albert Dupontel in what linearly would be a fairly straightforward story, but develops a harsher truth when told backwards, using mostly unedited sequences or one takes to build momentum. The star of the film uses a very low-frequency pulse during the opening third to disorient the audience, and based on the visuals as well, too, it is a doozy. But if that doesn't fully prepare you for what's going on, well, someone gets attacked by a fire extinguisher in a most bludgeonous way. And then, of course, there's a notorious 9-minute rape sequence in a tunnel. And this caused an immense uproar. Many people walked out of it, and a lot of people were disgusted to the point that they just sort of said that there's no way this could be released elsewhere. However, it did, I think it did place at least in the finals for the Palme d'Or in Cannes, and it also took a couple of regional awards here and there. Let's listen to a few more selections from the Irreversible soundtrack, and we'll start off with Desaccord.
We'll be right back.
in the background here. This is Into the Tunnel. And before that, we heard a little bit of Ventura and then Disaccord, all parts of Thomas Bangalter's soundtrack to the movie Irreversible. The North American version of the soundtrack only featured Bangalter's works, treating it almost like a solo work. Some of them were actually previously released singles off of Bangalter's boutique label Roulet, which unfortunately is no longer, at least it's on a temporary hiatus. The European version of the Irreversible soundtrack, though, includes the additional pieces from the film, including a bit from Gustav Mahler's Adagio from his Ninth Symphony, an excerpt from Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, and then a song by French songwriter Etienne Dahau. And that's it for Radio Free Gak this week. Next week, it's hip-hop with some Canadian acts, some other groovy stuff, and what I think will be bits from the film Car Wash. Coming up in a few short minutes here, 9 p.m. Pacific, is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. After some of our usual fantastic-sounding overnight programming, Arthur and Andrea will wake you up at 6 a.m. Some of you at 6 a.m. anyways. I'm not sure about me, or perhaps you over there. And that show was Pacific Picking, with all the country, bluegrass, roots music you need in that time. If you missed any of this week's Radio Free Gak, you can download the MP3 easily as a podcast. You can hunt me down through iTunes. You can also go to CITR's website, which is www.citr.ca, or you go to my website, www.gak.ca. What we'll do is we'll close with one last Thomas Bangalter cut, and it'll be off his 1998 EP Tracks. How much do we have left? Not much here. Tracks on the Rocks Volume 2, as well as one of the cuts included on the Rapture's K7 Tapes DJ Mix. This will be Club Soda. Have a fine St. Patrick's Day, and Mayor and Go Brawlis for you.